The interviewee is Caroline Levy. It's March 2nd, 1995. The interviewer is Leslie Lewis. She is a senior, class of 1995 here at Union. She's been here for 4 years. Is that right?
Three and a half years.
Okay. What do you think about life on Union's campus?
I think it's fun, especially when you're a freshman. There's lots of fraternity parties that you can go to and have a good time. There's also speakers, a lot of them, that come in every week. I think it's fun. I think it's enjoyable, so much so that I, you know, told my brother about it, and now he's a freshman here. I think that because it started out as an all-boys school, there's more fraternities and more organizations for men. Like, there's more sports for men, there's more, I don't know. It's just that they have a little bit more of an advantage here than women, but women are gaining. There was, like, an all-women party, like, last Saturday or the Saturday before that, so things are changing, and they're getting good. But I've been having fun here for 4 years.
What do you think about the fraternities and the social life at Union? I mean, do you think it's a positive thing, negative?
I think both ways. I mean, I am a member of a sorority, and I just enjoyed that part of my, it wouldn't kill me either way whether I was a member or wasn't a member, but some people it does make a negative impact if they don't get into a fraternity or a sorority, and I think that's horrible. Mm. And for that reason, you know, they're not that great. And maybe if we had more sororities, that would help alleviate the problem, but you never know.
What do you think about them being, like, the main focus of social life on campus?
I think that's probably not great because, considering that mostly fraternities are the ones having parties, you have to go to a male party to have fun, and there aren't any, like, gender equality in that sense.
Right. That's true. Okay, what do you think about the athletic situation on campus? Do you see that there's problems or?
Oh, but one thing to add, sorry, to the other one.
It's okay.
Was that, I don't know if I should say this in this, but a benefit of men having parties and throwing the parties all the time is that they pay for all the parties and we don't have to pay for it. And mm-hmm. people want to think about it in that way, that's kind of a plus, but that was it.
Hmm. Sororities don't pay for half the parties?
Well,
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, most parties are just fraternities.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, in that sense.
Okay. All right, so, on to athletics.
Okay. What do I think of it?
Yeah, like, do you think there's problems, you know, like, with the males' teams versus women's and recognition, and how do you think, like, men are considered, you know, mm-hmm. sports players heroes? Or
right. I think it's not only a Union problem, it's, like, an American problem that mostly male sports are publicized. You see them on TV and all these men are eager to see them, you know. I don't know, like male football is really publicized. There's not a women's football team. Why
right.
is that? There's male and female rugby. I tried playing that my sophomore year, but I just don't like it anymore. but I know my friend is on the women's hockey club or team, which just started the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they hardly have any. They have hockey ice time, but not right. as much, of course, as male hockey.
Male,
but then
yeah.
again, they are Division I,
yep.
and people pay to see them, so I understand that aspect. But, I mean, there's more spectators for all the male sports and
mm-hmm.
not for the women. But it is a national trend that way.
Right. What, do you think there's anything that Union could do to change that, like here, do you think?
Maybe. They could publicize it more, you know.
Yeah.
They could ask, you know. But I think each team member could publicize it more. Like, if they're in a sorority or fraternity
right.
or they're in a classroom, they could say, listen, we're having a game. We'd like you to come.
Yeah.
I know in my sorority, like, swimmers tell us when their swim meets are and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
It's true. In classes here at Union, do you think that women or men are treated better? Or do you think that, like, women are discouraged from taking, like, science class, you know, like, do you think there's any bias from professors, or have you ever experienced any?
trying to think. You know, maybe sometimes I'd experience like some remarks or something like that. It's hard to think about it on the spot. Well, I mean, I take a lot of women's studies classes, which the majority are women.
So not really
in those classes. Maybe the men, I think, feel like a little bit, you know, they're getting the adverse effect because, like, they're put on the spot for all those, in all those classes that they dare to enter. You know? So I feel bad. Like, I think there should be more guys in those classes, but I understand why there's not. It's hard to be in those classes if you're a guy. In terms of, like, math and science classes, you know, then again, I think it's, like, not just a union problem, but, like, a world problem, whereas, you know, girls, since they start growing up, they're, like, sciences and math are, you know, they're programmed not to take those classes and stuff like that.
So you don't think it's any more here than it is anywhere else?
Correct. But, I mean, I do know that there's not many women in engineering.
Right.
But then again, they have to apply to engineering from high school, so, you know, then it's not a union problem. Maybe union could try to accept more women because of that, you know, and give them a little advantage. But then giving them an advantage when they really shouldn't have it, it should be, you know, grades and your ability and stuff like that.
Right.
Maybe not. I don't know. I took one class called Environmental Science of the Atmosphere, where a mechanical engineering professor taught it, and it was a general education class, and I was really nervous, especially because, like, it was a mechanical engineering professor who taught it, but it was great. I went for extra help. He was the nicest professor, so I didn't have a problem.
So you've never experienced any? That's good. Okay, on campus, do you think that men are pressured to act a certain way, and girls are too? Do you see any of that here?
Well, yeah. I mean, because the power system is set up and that fraternities are the big social outlet, is that women are considered meat when they enter a fraternity. And they're supposed to, like, you know, get all ready, go out to the fraternity, drink a few beers, and, you know, flirt with all the guys of that fraternity. And then, and guys are just supposed to be, like, these macho, yes, I drink a lot, guys.
Do you think that, do you feel that Union College is still tailored towards men, even though you were here while, you know, while it was co-ed, it's been co-ed for a while, but do you feel that it still tailors towards men?
Even though it's been 25 years since women have entered Union, I feel that Union has not made a big progress in terms of its motto and just, I don't know, positions, and, like, the naming of positions, their mottos, like, to make it a gender equal institution. Like, I think in our motto it says, like, the brothers of, I'm not sure what it says to be exact, but I know it mentions, like, brothers instead of, like, people. You know, I don't say brothers and sisters, but we could have, like, one word that's a gender neutral word, and I think in a lot of our, I'm saying, I don't know where I'm going.
Going back to fraternities, how do you think that independents are seen on campus, and do you think there's, you know, any added pressure on them, or?
I think as a freshman, I didn't think independents were seen in a positive light. I'm not really sure how I would describe them, you know, a person who chose that. But as a sophomore and definitely as a junior and senior, I totally view independents in a positive light, if anything, in a more, you know, in a more positive light than if they joined a sorority like that, because they made an independent decision and not going with the general trend that Union College students go. And I gave some thought to, like, why I joined a sorority, and if I, you know, because of some of my other views, you know, if I should stay in a sorority or become independent. And yeah, I just decided, like, I made a decision as a freshman, and you shouldn't always keep your decisions. I mean, they could be wrong, but I might as well try it out. I mean, I don't, you know, if I don't agree with something, I won't go with it, you know. But
do you think that it's different for men and women, though? like
yes, I think it's definitely different for men and women because of the number of fraternities and the number of sororities, and because there are so many fraternities on campus. Guys, if they don't go into a fraternity, they're just thought about, I believe,
mm-hmm.
kind of, not as like a loser or a geek, but just, you know, they're like, why, you know?
Yeah.
It's more of a question, as opposed to if a woman did it too.
Okay. All right, getting back to some of the gender issues, do you think that, well, it's obvious that unions very, you know, homogeneous and everyone's basically the same. Exactly. Do you think that, you know, there's, say, like, homophobia on campus?
Huge. Yeah, I think it's a huge issue on campus. I think anybody, I'd be surprised if people actually came out on campus because they'd be totally ridiculed, pointed at. Yeah, I totally think so. I mean, I know there's an organization, I don't know what it's called, I think You'd Be Glad or Flag or some. That's even really bad that I don't even know the name, but I do know it exists, so that's positive. And I know that that exists, and that's great, but, you know, I could see people ridiculing it. Like, just people are afraid. It's not like they're, that they wouldn't talk to a gay man or something like that, but they'd be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be afraid of being, like, really close with another, like, a guy would be really afraid of being really close to another guy because they'd be afraid of being, like, mocked at and afraid.
How about, like, the issue of date rape on campus? Because, I mean, we don't hear much about it, and it obviously happens.
Yeah, it definitely happens. We don't hear anything. I think, I mean, I know that the peer facilitators, they show a movie in the fall. All the incoming freshmen, I know our sorority is going to show one, a movie soon and stuff like that, but not enough is done. I think it's really hard for the woman to, you know, tell what's happened, who to turn to. It's really hard. Should be called a liar. I mean, fraternities stick together, especially if she was raped or harassed by a fraternity member. The brothers will stick together, usually. I mean, if they don't believe it. I mean, if they believe it, I'm sure they would come. Not I'm sure. Don't let me go.
Hope.
You know, hopefully she'll get some support, but it's really hard for her to have support, and even some other girls will be unbelieving and be like, oh yeah, whatever, you just had too much to drink, you know, and I think it's horrible, and especially in a fraternity surrounded school, or that's not the right wording, but you know.
Well, like a couple weeks ago, remember in the Concordia, how they had a girl wrote a story about how she was raped. Did you read that? Okay, we have all these speakers come to Union and talk about how women are portrayed. Like last week we had someone come in and talk about women in advertising and pornography and how it, and about how it leads to violence and everything. Do you think that it hurts the women at Union in any way?
No, I think it helps the women.
You do?
Well, I do. Actually, I saw that lecture about mm-hmm. women and that, you told me about it, actually.
Yeah.
Women in advertising and pornography. And I don't know, it makes me think a lot, and I think it makes those boys in the audience think a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they were surprised. And I think she brought up issues that, like, all about, like, pornography and how she was explaining it. I mean, I could go into the whole thing
right.
about that, but. You know, and like now, there's so much pornography in magazines
right.
in every fraternity, I mean, I'm sure. And I think if each fraternity had that speaker or made their members go to that speaker,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be great. And maybe they would think more about it. But then again, they could always heckle and say, yeah, I know I'm degrading women, he's good with me, you know?
Right. Well, I know that some men tend to think that it's there, but that's not how they see it when they look at it. You know what I mean? I think that some men, when they see stuff like that at school, like I've heard this, you know, that they think it's just women, like, making a bigger deal than what it is. I mean, I don't think that, and I don't believe that, but.
Right. You know, I have to agree that in some cases when you describe a picture, you're just trying to look for something and trying to find it, and I believe that's true. And but I think she had something to go on, and I think our society is being focused, and although some guys might say, I don't see it and I don't read it that way, they're conditioned to, like, that's in their subconscious, they're just conditioned
right.
to read it in a certain way, and the fact that they get off looking at those pictures of something disgusting as it is, you know,
yeah.
find a real person.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I had to give some thought to it because I am taking pictures of her photography of women, and I didn't want to get into those issues, and I had to deal with, is it art or is it a type of photography what I was doing? And
mm-hmm.
I think it's art what I'm doing, and I think so because I'm an artist and I'm going to show it in a gallery, you know, not a gallery, like the Art Atrium here at Union College, and you know, I think I'm going to write a paragraph explaining what these pictures are and how they're,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So I think there's a definite line between art and photography, but sometimes it's, you know, a really wishy-washy line, and it also depends where the photos are being, are what kind of magazine the photos are in.
Right.
Like if they're a Playboy.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.